Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 48 of Ninjas and Super Spies. There's a big old illustration at the top of this page of two guys in gis engaging in what appears to be a dramatic reenactment of the classic video game Kung Fu Master. But the art is not really what's interesting on this page. What's interesting is that this page offers us our second martial arts occupational character class. Yesterday we talked about the Goober character class, aka the dedicated martial artist, aka Bruce Lee, only twice as tough and has never touched a boob. And on this page, we have the worldly martial artist. This is obviously the cool guy martial artist character class. Let me just give you what the author has to say about it, because I think the author was quite enamored of this form of martial artist. Worldly martial artists are the kind who snuck out when they were supposed to be meditating, not being willing to devote themselves completely to the martial arts monk-style existence. They'd occasionally hitch a ride to the nearest urban area. For the worldly character, it was fun to find out about rock and roll, flirt with the opposite sex, ride around on a motorcycle, and enjoy social life in general. Because they've been exposed to the real world, they receive a few extra skills. First of all, notice that flirt with the opposite sex. Apparently, the worldly martial artist is not worldly enough to be gay. But, you know, baby steps. There's two mentions of motorcycles in the description of this character class. No mentions of leather jackets, although I think it is clearly implied. And notice at the end that because this character snuck away from the monastery sometimes on weekends, they get, quote, a few extra skills, which you would think would mean, like, knows things about Elvis, or knows how to drive a stick shift. But no, in fact, the character gets the basic military skill program, two basic skill programs, and one additional skill program from military, espionage, gizmeteer, or basic categories. This is a vast skill versatility that seems to me to greatly overestimate how much you can learn by goofing off on a weekend. So when this game says a few extra skills, it means like chemical weapon construction, deep cover spy training. And that's on top of having gone through boot camp for some reason and being, for example, a trained journalist, biologist, and astrophysicist. This game has a highly romantic idea of what will happen to your life if you run away from school during summer break and ride motorcycles with girls. Apparently it involves joining the army, going to university, and working for the CIA. Instead of spending 6 years to get a worthless degree and developing a lifelong sexual fascination with cigarette smoke, which has been my experience of what happens if you blow off a lot of schoolwork to hang out with girls more. Anyway, this character also gets bonus martial arts powers, bonus physical skills, in addition to this great diversity of useful skills miles away from the Goober occupational character class. This worldly martial artist is definitely the coolest guy in this book and the dumbest thing on this page. Because while he may or may not have charmed those ladies he was giving rides on his motorcycle, he definitely charmed the authors into giving him a panoply of skills he has no business having. Join me next time when we leave the Ninja Quarter and move on over to the Super Spy side of town on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.